Good morning, it's 7 o'clock and you're listening to 94.8 XFM. I'm Martha Kim Bishop with the news. The Nansana Municipality RDC Charles Ranga says he's confident President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni will secure a landslide victory in the 2026 general elections. His remarks follow a recent opinion poll by Vision Group, which showed President Museveni leading with 73%, followed by NOB's Robert Kyagulanyi, also known as Bobi Wine, at 19%. The poll was conducted between March and May 2025, sampling 6,006 eligible voters across 45 districts. Now, Ranga attributes the president's lead to impactful development programs like Emyoga and the Parish Development Model and SEDGE, saying they have positively changed lives. He believes the poll clearly reflects the public's trust in President Museveni and the ruling NRM party ahead of 2026 elections.
It's because of the many government programs, including PDM, Emyoga, Money for the Youth, Money for the Women, and the Grow Project. In the context of Nansana Municipality, where I'm deployed as the RDC, the government has so far disbursed over 8.9 billion. This money has been given to the people who are actively taking part in the commercial agriculture. There's also money which we have given in Nansana for Emyoga. We have so far disbursed over 1.8 billion. All these government programs, including free education in primary and secondary schools and the free medical services in Uganda, are part of the reasons why Ugandans are very excited and have trust and confidence in the national resistance movement. It is a vote of confidence in the leadership of His Excellency President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Now, economists are urging the World Bank to reconsider its decision to hold financing for liquefied petroleum gas in Africa, warning that the move is worsening deforestation and indoor air pollution. The call comes as many African households continue to rely on charcoal and firewood for cooking, fuels linked to environmental degradation and health risks. Patricia Nantes, a coordinator of the We Plant Africa, says the World Bank restrictions of RPG financing are pushing millions back to traditional fuels, while wealthier regions still invest in fossil fuel infrastructure. In response, We Plant Africa has launched the Just Stop Cooking campaign to raise awareness and push for clean, accessible cooking alternatives.
You're saying LPG is expensive. That is the gist of this campaign. That is why our campaign is targeted to our funders, to our energy enablers. When we ask the World Bank to fund African governments, we are essentially telling them, enable our governments to subsidize LPG. Maybe they will subsidize it by removing VAT or find any other way of making it affordable. When we ask for funding, we are essentially saying, make this clean source of cooking energy affordable and accessible to everyone. That is the heart of this campaign.
And in a dramatic scene played out yesterday at Nakawa Chief Magistrate Court as Abdul Noah Semuju, alias Minana, appeared over charges related to the 2015 murder of senior prosecutor Joan Kagezi. Clad in blue trousers and a pink shirt, the ex-flying squad operative was helped into court by four security personnel claiming he hadn't eaten for 4 days. The magistrate ordered that he be fed and proceedings paused for 30 minutes as he ate in court. Now, when the session resumed, Minana complained of severe pain and was allowed to sit. Now, Chief State Attorney Richard Bilivumbuka accused him of putting on an act, saying he looked fine while in the holding cells. He's now jointly charged with former senior superintendent of police Nixon Agasire, and the session was adjourned to 3 p.m. for Minana to take plea. The two are accused of masterminding the killing of Joan Kagezi, who was gunned down in 2015 while driving home with her children. The charge carries a maximum sentence of death upon conviction. In the weather update, Kampala is clear with current temperatures at 18 degrees. We expect highs of 27 degrees and lows of 18 degrees Celsius. And that was the news. More updates will be coming in at the top of the hour. I'm Martha Kemgisha. Good morning.